we're on the 10th floor, so it's a lot better in terms of noise.
Oh yeah, but I'm playing Stylized by Raven Lynae, by the way. I'm always, this is gonna sound so stupid, I'm always impressed when I don't mess up when I'm like training somebody. I feel like I really look like I know what I'm doing.
You really do look like
I know, and I'm very impressed with myself always.
Like, I feel like once you do it probably once or twice, you get into a routine of what you're
I've trained like probably 30-ish people at this point now. Not this session, but just like, I'm always excited to train people. Like, I always do, makeup trains too. I always offer to do those, just cause like, it's fun to have new people and we're excited about like the radio and stuff like that. Like, it's an exciting thing. Also, this is, 91.5 WFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio. I'm Lucy Melman, this is Naive Melodies, and we're in the studio for a second hour. That's, yeah. Get into it. Yeah. We could probably be doing homework, honestly. It's probably like bad online to pick up the second hour. But yeah. But you're like, how often are you like here in town?
Never.
Never. This is
literally never.
Brooklyn and I haven't seen each other
for 2 whole years. Actually, yeah. I think over 2 years.
Hold on. Also, I realized how loud this probably was over like, because the aux was going at full.
Oh.
Yeah. It's probably just us shouting over whatever. But no, it's been like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Because we went to high school together.
Exactly.
Went to high school together.
Yeah.
Some high school friends.
This is very true.
Yeah. Is there anything that you want to play or should I just keep playing stuff?
You can keep playing something. I could look stuff up.
If you want. Yeah. Okay. I'll get some stuff queued up and then eventually maybe I'll take some input. Maybe I'll take.
Maybe you'll
I'll take one or two songs of input. Maybe. just like I'll definitely read you.
I have a question.
That book you got me. That's good. Or that book Georgia Jeter got me.
Yeah, actually, I do have a song I think you should play. I think you know it.
What song is it?
It's our.
Oh, sorry. I'm playing
God.
You
oh,
on air again.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that.
You know, the song that we
Broken
heard
Bells.
On our, yes.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good one.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
We can play that later.
Okay. Yeah, during the AP French exam. That
no, I did have a question.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a wake-up song that you wake up to, or do you just
like,
have a regular
on my
alarm?
I just have a regular alarm, because I don't want to ruin a song like that.
That's fair. That is fair.
I'm going to play a next song now.
Alrighty.
In a sec. Goodbye, Brooklyn.
Goodbye, Lucy.
And in case you're curious, this is Banquet by Bloc Party. We'll be right back. All right, that was Block Party by Banquet. Yeah, sorry. No, Banquet by Block Party. What am I doing? You know what I mean? Like, where's my head at these days? I don't know. Space. Brooklyn's right, space. I'm trying to think what I want to play next. I think I'll play Snake Face by Throwing Muses. Do you know that one?
Nope.
Have you ever seen Empire Records?
Nope.
Okay. Also, your mic's not on. So,
nope.
Yeah, oh, sweet, okay.
I was saying nope. I don't know a lot of titles and artists. I just will recognize it, but I also probably won't. I tend to live under a rock with music.
This is Snake Face by Throwing Muses. This was in Empire Records. It's the scene where she's like preparing the meal for Rex Manning on Rex Manning Day. It's the Liv Tyler one, like Steven Tyler's daughter, like long lost daughter, whatever. It's the scene where she's like Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. His daughter was in this movie, but she thought her dad was Todd Rundgren. That's not part of the movie, but just like in her real life. Whatever.
And I have no idea any of the words you've been saying. I will say the South African currency is a rand.
Okay, we're doing a crossword. Brooklyn's doing a crossword.
I'm doing a crossword.
All while I was training Brooklyn was doing a crossword.
Yeah, I'm almost. I did a lot of
are you,
it. Actually.
Did you do the? Can I do the Sudoku?
The Sudoku? Yeah, I'm doing really terribly at the
I think
Sudoku.
I like kind of beast at Sudoku.
Yeah, I've never actually.
TBH.
Yeah, you can totally do the Sudoku. I think I probably started it for you.
Oh, like, it's the scene where she's making. Like, she's putting together a little, like, candle at dinner for Rex Manning, who's like 40 and she's like 17. And she's like, I'm going to sleep with Rex Manning. And it's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. But she dances to this song. And she's like doing a weird little like 90s, like, I'm a cool music girl dance. But this is that song. This is Snake Face by Throwing Muses. I don't know if you're going to like this one.
We'll see.
All right. All right.
So the next song I am cueing, and it's a controversial song at my summer camp because we made it there, our camper's wake up song, and it's probably a little bit annoying for
I'm
a wake up song.
I'm crushing the Sudoku. I'm doing really well.
Are you?
I'm actually hold on.
You're actually doing, seconds, I don't understand how you're doing
this. In the 2 seconds I've had, I've like crushed it.
And I had it for like 15 minutes and I got two numbers down and then I was just writing down a bunch of possibilities. So,
okay.
Anyways, the song, it's a brand new key by Melanie. And
where is it from?
I have no idea. My friend found it. My friend Rocky. Shout out Rocky Reese.
Oh, whoa. She's kind of old. It's like 71.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's 1971. I didn't realize it was that
old.
What
do you mean? You
earlier when I was like, oh, 1971.
So the one I just asked you when it was from and you were like, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Oh, I thought you said what it's from.
No, when is it from?
When it's from, 1971.
See, you knew, but you just lied to me.
I thought you said what.
Whatever.
Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully, enjoy.
We'll see. We can do a live reaction, but I'll turn my mic off and your mic off.
Yeah. All right.
It says can't play current song, Brooklyn.
Why?
Hold on. Which I wonder if now. Sometimes Spotify is weird as well. Not that I'm playing from Spotify.
I rode my bicycle. I think it's going.
Hold on.
I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seemed.
This was the song? Everyone knows this song. This is from the movie that I can't say the name of the movie, but not, it's not from it. But this was used really infamously in like one movie that
really?
I've seen. But it was. It's also just a well-known song. But
well,
it was.
I told you I don't know anything about music. I just.
This is such a okay.
No one at camp, besides my friend, knew the song before.
This is like
she
a really famous
everybody.
Song.
Well.
This is such a famous. It has 28 million streams on Spotify.
I didn't know that. I'm not on Spotify.
Actually, that's not that much. But still, it's like a well-known. Okay, whatever. All right, that was the song that no one has ever heard of in their entire life.
No one at my camp had ever heard it before.
Okay, I was gonna play Jerry Paper, but I'll save Jerry Paper
Ooh,
for later.
Talking Heads.
Yeah.
I think I only know Psycho Killer.
Really? What is wrong?
Well, I told you. Well, maybe I know other songs, but I don't know their titles. And I.
Ooh, I know the one I want to play. I showed this one to Rao and Oliphant, and that's all I have to say about that. Not in a bad way. Rowan is great.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she's great. I just haven't talked to her in a while.
Yeah.
But we were close friends in high school. She's lovely. I don't know. She was in our French class.
For one year.
I don't know. She was a good friend of mine. She was great. And she is too. I just haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah.
But this is And She Was by Talking Heads.
Cool.
Now she's starting to rise.
All right, that was And She Was by the Talking Heads.
I liked it.
Yeah,
I liked
that's good.
Yeah.
Brooklyn and I were in French class together for many years.
True.
We met in eighth grade French class when I was 14.
And I was 13 because she is almost a year older than me.
Yeah, okay, whatever. But, well, just because, like, yesterday, at one point I was like,
Lucy's old.
You're so young. That sucks. I'm 21 years old.
I have more life to live.
I just have already had a whole year on you.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're at the same place in life. Generally.
I wouldn't say generally.
No, we're not.
I would say that I'm killing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kidding. I'm not killing it. I wish I was killing it. No, just kidding.
Anyways.
So we took French together for many years. Not that anyone cares. Like, no one's listening. But
yeah. Lucy can still remember some French, and I've lost.
Well,
it
I took
completely.
French in college then.
Yeah, and I haven't taken it for four years, and I'm taking Korean.
So, like, it's not like you don't.
I was telling Lucy the other day, every single time I try to remember French, my brain supplies me with Korean.
Well, I can't speak French very well still, and I took it in college.
Yeah, like, but, like, my brain, like, literally can't.
No, but you
like,
can understand.
I think I can still understand a decent amount, because, like I'm taking Intro to Film right now, and we watched.
Or like watching
French films. There was a French film we watched.
Are you watching like all the new wave like French films? Like,
no, okay. There's a specific French film class, but it's Intro to Film, so we're just watching like a very wide race. But we watched. It was called The Rules of the Game. I think
okay.
Like Le Règle du Jeu or something
yeah.
like that. And I like heard words and I like understood them, but like I need the subtitles.
No, I mean like
and,
well,
also,
even like I still
I
need the subtitles.
I can't generate language.
I was just in France for like
yeah.
to say it 6 weeks. I know. Well, not that, but I just mean like
no.
I am such a I'm pretentious as I'm worse now as well as a result because it's all I talk about. But like I still am bad at speaking French.
Yeah,
like,
but I'm just saying you're better than I am.
Well, because now you also speak a different language as well.
This is true.
If I said something in French to you,
I
like you would
the
only reason you
part.
Wouldn't understand it is because I don't speak French very well.
Mm.
So you'd be like, "What did you just say?"
Mm.
That word was not clear. Like
mm.
if I was like, "Oh, like je peux parler un peu de français,"
oui,
like,
oui.
Yeah, like you understand, like tu comprends.
Yeah.
Oui.
See, but I was just now in my head trying to think of how I say I understand, and I could not think of it until you said it, and now I'm like, oh, yeah, it's je comprends.
Yeah.
But I would not have... Also, every single time I try to do a French accent, which I was bad at a French
oh,
accent
well, I'd
to
never
begin
been
with,
good at them.
I, for some reason, start supplying a Korean accent, which is just...
What?
I think, I don't know, it's weird. My brain is just, like, doesn't know how to... For some reason, Korean's so different than English that I'm able to, like, make the switch and, like, speak
are
differently.
You, are you having an easier time, like... With, like, the pronunciation patterns
yeah.
of, and, like, also, like, listening and, like, speaking Korean.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
French,
speaking and listening is still difficult, but I think, I'm pretty sure I can, like, produce language at this point better than I could French ever.
Yeah,
that's
fair.
Which, I mean, part of it is, like, when, like, the first 2 years of Korean at my university are 5-credit classes, so
oh,
it's, like,
geez.
5 days a week. So we're, like, constantly using it.
Okay.
So that definitely helped a lot.
As you're talking, I'm going to finish the Sudoku. I'm
That's
two
really
away.
Impressive. Yeah, so, and I definitely
so nice
feel like
say.
I know less Korean than I probably actually do.
Okay, I finished
and
it.
And also, wow.
Thank you.
That's so impressive. It's a 9x9.
That's how all Sudokus are.
Oh, okay,
see, it's impressive because you've never done a Sudoku.
I don't know that I've ever done one, at least in the past like 5 years of my life. I don't have a memory, and I feel like before then my memory just like doesn't exist.
I do one like at least one like almost every day.
Wow.
From the like New York Times Sudoku.
Very impressive.
Thank you. Whoa.
Very impressive.
Is that are you messing with me or are you genuine?
No, genuinely.
Oh, yeah. Cool. That's great. That feels good.
I mean, I'm sure I could figure it out if I was doing them that often.
I don't
often.
Know about that.
Oh, you don't think my brain is gonna... Anyways, okay, let's
you're
go back to the music.
Younger. Okay, this is Straight Lines by Shopping. Heard this song a lot this summer. I don't know.
Excited
I was gonna tie
it
back to something, but it doesn't matter as much.
Mm-hmm.
You go home empty-handed and you go home with this tie. These things I tried to tell you all the time. These things I tried to tell you but you never had the time. They're playing to the river while I'm hearing this goodbye. Alone we walk in circles, together in bare light. It's better than I my money. I gave him what was mine. I gave him what was mine. I gave him what was mine. Along the walking cycles, together with straight lines. It's better than I did, but all he does is cheap lies. I gave him what was mine. I gave him what he wanted. I gave him what was mine. I gave him what was mine.
Why'd you go away?
Things I tried to tell you all the time. These things I tried to tell you, but you never had the time. They're planning to do it, but what I'm hearing is goodbye. I gave him what he wanted, I gave him what was mine. I gave him what he wanted, I gave him what was mine. My life, my love, my money, I gave him what was mine. I gave him what he wanted, I gave him what he wanted.
All right, so that was Straight Lines by Chopin.
Very good.
Yeah, this next song is Brooklyn's pick slash also, I like.
We agree on it.
Well, yes, but I also mean I took it and I'm putting a twist on it.
So, yes.
Okay, so this is Tom Tom Club's Genius of Love.
Mm-hmm. Which, for the reason my little story background behind it is that this summer when I was a camp counselor, I had third graders for a second session, and this was on our morning playlist, and one of the third graders, she just loved it so much.
I just realized I cracked my knuckles, I think, into the mic. I'm so sorry. Oh my god. I just was okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. She just was like obsessed with this song, and by the end of the 2 weeks, I was like, I was leaving the cabin to go brush my teeth during this song. But I'm excited for this twist.
Well, because there. So for anyone who doesn't know, Brooklyn.
I didn't know.
Not to shame you, but I'm shaming you.
You shame me for all the music
knowledge. I'm kidding. It's fine. So Tom Tom Club is the side project of the drummer and bassist, married couple, Chris France and Chris France and Tina Weymouth are married. They have this side project, Tom Tom Club. They come out with Genius of Love. And during the live concert live concert is just like an oxymoron, really. I mean, we're not oxymoron, but that's like repetitive. It's a dumb thing. It's the opposite of an oxymoron, actually. But the Talking Heads filmed a live concert that they did across like 3 days. They called it Stop Making Sense. It is phenomenal. But at one point, I think when David Byrne leaves to go put on his big suit, because he like dances in this like big suit, it's like a thing.
Yeah.
But they have Tom Tom Club do this song. So this is the live version. From Stop Making Sense.
I need some more weapon. Coming at you right now, ladies and gentlemen, the Tom Tom Club, so check it out.
So check it out. Ha! Feels good to me.
All right, that was Genius of Love by Tom Tom Club during their Stop Making Sense, live concert event that was, recorded. This next song is also Brooklyn's pick, and one that I've played on my show before that I like a lot. Do you want to say
it? It's Back Pocket by, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Wolfpack?
What she said.
Yes.
Lucy said.
Okay, awesome. This is Back Pocket by Wolfpack.
Yeah.
I didn't like how I said that into the mic. It felt very ASMR-y and I hated that. I'm so sorry.
Put it in my pocket, put it in my pocket, in my pocket, in my pocket.
Sorry about that. But yeah, that was Back Pocket by Wolfpack. Yeah, it's good to... It's been fun having Brooklyn in the studio here.
I've been having fun.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear it. We had to train someone earlier. She was cool. You played a Kanye West song, which I don't know how I feel about that, given his recent events. So that was not my pick, given his Twitter rant. Not really a fan of that pick, but that's okay. She was great otherwise. Anyways... trying to think of what I want to play next. I'll do a PSA first, though. You ready? This is a PSA about bears. Okay? I'm going to read it. It's in all caps. Should I scream it? I'm not going to scream it, but because that would be a lot for people. But when visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station, WMFO. We care about bears and you. Just to repeat, learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This has been your friends here at WMFO who care about the bears, and maybe also you. We do. And that is what makes us go above and beyond. We care about you, and I
can concur.
Okay, thank you, Brooklyn. What do I want to play next? I'm trying to decide. Do you have any, like, strong feelings?
Oh, sure. I can come up with somebody.
Okay.
I mean, not somebody.
Somebody?
Somebody.
Somebody, please.
Somebody.
Give me something to listen
somebody.
To. Oh, I think I might. Okay.
So does the song have to be in English? Because I have some Israeli songs.
No. Oh, I think I have one I want to play, though.
Actually,
okay?
This one isn't Israeli. Yeah, you can go, and I can do...
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to do In a Van by Saint Seneca. This is one that Lee, my friend Lee Romaker, showed me. So, shout out, Lee.
Just leave me be in a van down by like the way you move. I can try, but I can't hide it from you.
Alright, this next song is Brooklyn's pick, Going Fast.
Yeah, it's an Israeli song that we have had an Israeli dance to this summer, and cool. It's fun.
קצת מכוער, כן, וזה לא אני, זה לא בשבילי. פחות אחד, יותר נחמד. לחזור לבד הביתה, זה לא מסובך, רק אל תשלח לי אותה בלילה.
את ערה?
לך לישון.
בואי נצא
בחלום.
בטוחה?
מיליון, אני שרה כל היום. בוא תראה מה פספסת, בוא תראה, בוא תראה, בוא תראה מה פספסת, בוא תראה, בוא תראה. מישהו פה יצא קצת מלוכלך, כן, אבל לא אני, זה לא בשבילי. ולמרות הכל חשבת שאתה מלאך, כן, אבל לא אני, זה לא בשבילי. כל היום בוא תראה מה פספסת, בוא תראה, בוא תראה, בוא תראה מה פספסת, בוא תראה, בוא תראה. לא תראה אותי בבסה, לא תראה, לא תראה. בוא תראה מה פספסת, בוא תראה, בוא תראה. רק אל תבקש ממני שוב סליחה, וואלה זה מה יש, שיהיה בהצלחה. מה שלא יהיה אני כבר לא שלך.
רגע, מה זאת אומרת? אז יש לך מישהו?
לך לישון.
בואי נצא
בחלום.
בטוחה?
במיליון. אני שרה כל היום. בוא תראה מה פספסת, בוא תראה, בוא תראה, בוא תראה מה פספסת, בוא תראה, בוא תראה. לא תראה אותי בבסה, לא תראה, לא תראה. בוא תראה מה פספסת, בוא תראה, בוא תראה.
אז מה, אין סיכוי את אומרת?
לך לישון.
All right, that was Brooklyn's pick. Brooklyn, anything else to say about that one?
Nope.
Cool. Okay, this next song, I can probably play one more after this one, or maybe this will be my last one. I'm gonna say that this one's gonna be my last one, just in case. It is. I don't know. I feel like that's better to play it safe. But if you're new, or have never listened to my show, which, you know, hey, welcome. I do a dedication to my grandmother each and every single week. I do a song for her because I know she listens while she's at work. So I have a song picked out for her. It is I Met With You by the Modern English because I love Gramsy, my grandmother. And I hope everyone is good and I hope she's having a good day at work. But yeah, this is Modern English's I Met With You for my grandma Grams. You know, I hope everyone's having a wonderful Monday. I hope everyone's, you know, appreciating their, you know, Indigenous Peoples Day. Yeah, and I hope she's doing well. I hope everyone's doing well. But this is I Met With You by Modern English.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that was... I don't know why I got out of the chair, because now I'm, like, crouched. Okay. That was my last song of the show, I think, because now Brooklyn and I are going to do a lot of work, because I have so much work to do before classes tomorrow and before Brooklyn goes back home to Missouri. St. Louis. Wash U.
Missouri. Or, like, misery.
Whoa.
Get it?
I think it seems like... Like, there's fun stuff to do.
No, St. Louis is not... It's not that bad. It's not for me.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Well, I've learned that I love the Northeast, but I also miss...
California.
I miss the West Coast. I do miss it.
Yeah.
Like, I think that I've learned that there's a certain, like... I don't know what it is, but there's something that, like... I never felt like I was, like, a West Coaster, oh, I'm from California, until people really made me feel like I was, like, from SoCal.
Yeah.
Like, people were like, no, you can tell.
Yeah.
And now I really feel like I've, like, embodied that of, like, just a little bit less, like, fast-paced and a little bit more, like, I don't know. I even think about that when I speak now, because I've gotten, I don't think I sound like I'm from SoCal, but I get that a lot now. Bless you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Like, I've gotten that more in the past, like... Because also, like, we were never the most SoCal-sounding people where we were ever. Like,
but we definitely sound like we're from California.
I don't think so.
Well, like, okay, especially at Wash U, there's a lot of people from Chicago, so they sound like they're from Chicago.
Yeah,
like,
fair.
One person I used to be friends with, like, very strong Midwestern accent.
That's fair, yeah.
And it's like, compared to that, obviously we sound...
I don't know what it is we say. Someone told me that we sound, like, kind of lazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I think that's like, a thing.
Sorry, I'm trying to move the mic back.
Yeah.
Because I should have just kept saying, but yeah, like, someone told me that, like, it's the way we, like, hang our, like, vowels, like, stoked, and, like...
Yeah, no, because I hear it. I do
I
hear
don't.
It.
I don't.
I think it's more so SoCal than, like, NorCal, because I have some friends
from NorCal,
and I feel like they sound less Californian than I do. But maybe not. Maybe they sound
I just don't think we have an accent. I don't think that's a thing.
I know, but I think that's what everybody thinks where they're from.
But
it's
I think
like,
that
I
we're actually right, though, about it.
I think Californians assume that their accent is, like, the baseline, and everybody
well,
from there
it should
sounds
be,
different.
Maybe, then.
And I think that's a bit conceited of us.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Cool.
But it's, like, the way I just said, yeah. It's, like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's, like,
no,
the
yeah. Yeah,
part
no.
of it. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and signing off.
Okay, anyway... This has been Lucy and Brooklyn for Naive Melodies doing my show, and then we covered the show after us. Why could I not say that? After us, because they couldn't make it. Thanks for listening. Hope everyone's enjoying their Monday and enjoying their day off. I hope people are, you know, aware of why they have the day off and, you know, recognizing, you know, Indigenous Peoples Day. But yeah, thanks so much for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed what we did here. If not, I'm really sorry. That it happened and it won't happen. Well, it probably
not
won't happen
again.
Yeah.
Nope,
oh, Julia's here. Oh my gosh. Hot Tub Tapes? I love Hot Tub Tapes. Okay, keep listening. The best show ever is on next. Why would you listen to this show when you can listen to Hot Tub Tapes? Oh my gosh. Julia Brinaker, get in the studio. This is so exciting. Oh my gosh, she's here.
Ever heard